Dr. Shu and Dr. Pan conducted their trial at night to minimize the amount of background light that might have interfered with the results. Their targets, a dummy of a human being on one experimental run and a giant H on another, were concealed behind a barrier in an apartment in a block of flats in Shanghai. Their laser and receiving apparatus were in a second apartment block, 1.43 kilometers away. The receiving apparatus, an instrument called a single photon avalanche diode, or SPAD, was, as its name suggests, so sensitive that it could detect and count individual photons, the particles of which light beams are composed. This was just as well, for of every 7 million billion photons fired across the gap by the laser, only a single one returned. Because each firing of the laser yielded so little information, the researchers had to take many shots to build up an image. To that end, they imagined a grid on the target wall, 64 dots wide and 64 deep. They fired the laser at each dot in turn, and then fed the data from the SPAD into an algorithm capable of reconstructing, albeit fuzzily, an image of the hidden object. The military applications of this technology suggest themselves. They were, after all, why DSTL sponsored Dr. Facchio in the first place. But others are also interested. America's space agency, NASA, has paid for such work in the past in the hope of putting a laser on a satellite orbiting a distant world. This would permit the photographing of the otherwise invisible interiors of caverns on the surfaces of moons and planets. And in a more practical vein, engineers in the autonomous vehicle industry would be keen on a technology that let their cars spot other motorists blithely speeding around blind corners. For now, such applications remain far in the future. Capturing the experimental data in Shanghai took several hours, which is of little use either on the road or in fast-moving situations like hostage-taking. The amount of light lost between bounces also puts a limit on how far away an object can be from the reflecting wall before the technique stops being useful. The dummy used by Dr. Shu and Dr. Pan was 75 centimeters from the wall, which is probably near that limit. These caveats aside, however, performing the trick over a distance of almost 1.5 kilometers is a staggering advance on previous efforts. It would not be surprising, says Dr. Facchio, now that it is known what is possible, if that record, too, were broken.